Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Brancato reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brancato scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Suter moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. D. Miles now playing left field. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Babich, and towards Brancato, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Weatherly scores. Mack moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up beyond second. McCoy can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babich moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Babich moves to third. Moses moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to home to get Babich. Moses moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Babich hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Mack reaches second base with a double. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mack scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Moses reaches second base with a double. Brancato moves to third. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Brancato scores. Moses moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Johnny Babich. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. McCoy picks up the ball and throws Hemsley out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hebbing moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. McCoy moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.